God good.
Amen. All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Good. Amen. You know what else that means? For you people watching at home, you're in the wrong place. You should have been in here with us, in the house. You could have done corporate worship with us. You could have enjoyed it. It was good. It was so good that my question to you, how do I follow that? That's just not right. That's hard to follow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got anything in me that can follow the closeness that we got to God just a minute ago in our praise and worship. Amen. We brought heaven down. Better yet, He came to sit with us.
Amen.
Came to hang out with us, so to say. Praise the Lord. I'm glad for that. I'm glad God still is true to His promise and His word, that He'll come to us whenever we call for Him, whenever we praise Him, whenever we ask Him, come hang out with us. You know what? God always shows up. Amen? God always shows up. Even if there's only two of us here, guess what? God still will show up. God is always here. And I hope you go into this message that we're getting ready to do with the attitude of praise on your heart and an openness to what God's Word has for us. Because just like the praise and worship music, His Word opens up to us. Amen? It's true. It's our life. It's our bread. It's what we get to eat on. Amen? Until we get to heaven with Him. And until we get to heaven and get corporate praise with Him. Man, you think that was good a little bit ago? Hey, let me tell you. When we get up there, it ain't going to stop.
Amen.
It's going to be off the hook, off the chart, 24/7. Woo, I don't know. We did what, 15 minutes up? I don't know. Can we last 24/7? Hey, guess what? Guess what? When we get there, exactly. We ain't going to have to worry about lasting 24/7 because we ain't going to be in this breaking body that we got today.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to be with God. We're going to be with Jesus. We're going to be with all our friends and family that went before us, that accepted His salvation. We're going to be up there causing a ruckus, causing a riot. Amen. A riot for Jesus. That's going to be fun. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I'm ready. I can't wait. Hey, quickly though, let's go ahead and get into the message. We love everybody. Again, like Matt said, if anybody at home has a question, a comment, a prayer request, put it in the comments, and we'll be sure to get those addressed for you. If you have a need, throw it in there. We'll do what we can for you, amen? Because even though you're not in the house with us, you still are church family. You still are brothers and sisters. Amen. You're just in a different location right now. Amen. So the message today is titled, When You've Given Up on Prayer. When you've given up on prayer. Whew. I hope we never get to a point that we give up on prayer. Amen. But we are human. We are in human form. We still have carnal nature inside of us. I'm sure at some point each one of us and every one of us is going to feel like we ain't got time. That we ain't got time to pray. That don't help. No matter what we do, don't worry about praying because nothing's going to happen. We all have feelings like that, don't we? From time to time. We all feel that human side of us. Some of us, when we ask for the prayer, and God's answer ain't necessarily yes or no, but it's hang on, hold up, hang out for a little bit. Yeah, we feel like it's not working, don't we? We feel like it's not. He's not answering the prayer. But wait, is an answer the same as yes or no? We just got to be willing to accept it. Amen? We got to believe, just like Jesus did, in the power of prayer. I'm going to tell you, we're going to cover some scripture here in a little bit. He believed in the power of prayer. Anytime he had a problem, anytime Satan tried to roll up against him, he went to prayer. He went to his Father in heaven. He asked for his guidance, his word, his mercy. Amen. One, not to give in to the temptation of the devil. But two, he went to him for his guidance, for his leadership, for his answer to those prayers. Amen. And for us. So we got to believe, all of us should believe in the power of prayer, because it's strung. I'll get that word out. I was going to use a different one, but we'll go with strung. It's strung all throughout the Word. It's strung all throughout the Bible. Even in Old Testament times, they still pray. They still pray in Old Testament times. Amen. But some of us believe in it, but we don't pray too often. Some of us believe and we pray, but like I spoke earlier, sometimes we don't feel like they're working. We don't get that yes, we don't get that no, we get that silence, which is still the answer of wait if we don't hear anything. That's still an answer of wait from God. But a lot of us, we get that human nature side of us, and when we don't get that answer right away, it's like, oh, it ain't working. But truth is, He always answers our prayers. Amen? He always answers them. But there's a better way of looking at it. We got to look at the way that Jesus lived. We got to look at the truth that Jesus lived by in His prayer life and how that went. We got to be constant in prayer. We can't just come every once in a while. When we got a problem, how many of y'all have ever went through a season where the only time you pray is when you have a problem? I'd rather not be the only person with their hand up in here. Amen. Do you know? Thumbs up. Amen. In the comments. How many of you have ever had problems? We got to be constant. Amen. No matter what happens, no matter what the answer might be, we have to be constant in prayer. Even when life is crazy. Y'all know life is crazy, right? All the time. The devil will be throwing chaos our way 24 hours a day as long as we're still here. Amen? We get crazy. You got demands. Jesus had demands too, didn't he? Jesus had chaos, a crazy life that he was going through. Everybody trying to get to him and kill him. Amen? He had the Roman government to deal with. But he still was constant. He still was constant with his prayers. Jesus constantly sought the Father in his prayers. He sought to bring heaven down to him, to bring his dad down to him. Amen? To bring the essence of God. He was constant and consistently sought that. If we want what Jesus had, how many of y'all want what Jesus had? Amen? How many of y'all at home want what Jesus had? Give me an amen or a thumbs up in the comments. If we want what Jesus had, guess what we got to do? We got to pray like Jesus prayed. Amen? Not pray like Ronnie prayed. Because I promise you, I have no stamina anymore. I can't last. Like when was brought up in one of the testimonies. A long time in prayer. I can't. My body won't let me stay on my knees for a long time. So, but we have to pray like Jesus prayed. So many of us don't, though. So many of us let that human side take over. And we get down on that knee and we pray. Oh my legs hurt. Oh, that's good. I can get up. When we ain't really prayed through. We ain't really reached Jesus yet. But our carnal mind says, that's all you need. We gotta be better than that, guys. We gotta be better than that. We gotta be praying like Jesus prayed all the time. Amen. Why do we struggle to pray consistently? To pray effectively. Amen. One reason is some of us lack focus. How many of y'all got ADHD brains? Amen. How many of y'all got brains going all over the place? Thoughts, boom, 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 boom. 5 minutes after you start praying, maybe not even that long, all you hear is a swirl. And you're over on the wall. I'm speaking for myself there. I can get squirrel detached real fast. And squirrel distracted real fast. Causes you to lose your focus, don't it? How many of you get your truck rated? Phone rings. Or you got your phone in your pocket and you get a text message. Oh no, I got a quick prayer because I need to answer that. That's carnal man. Amen. Hey, guess what? Whatever it is, they'll wait on God.
Amen.
They'll wait on us to reach God and get back to Him if we need to. We got to stay focused. We can't be distracted. We can't be ADD prayers. We can't let our mind wander. We can't get bored. Hey, God, I've been there. How many of y'all have been bored in while you're doing your prayer life? It's like, you get down there and you start going and you're going. It's like, oh man, I don't know if it's right where it should be. And it's like, ah, right, never mind. We got to stop falling asleep on our prayers. Amen. Don't fall asleep on your prayers. Jesus didn't. Amen. He stayed awake through his entire, any prayer that he brought through. So we got to quit letting our mind wander. We got to quit getting bored. We got to stop falling asleep. Hey, I promise you, and I'm not telling myself, maybe, I promise you that somebody in here or somebody at home, wherever you may be, I promise you that at one point in your lifetime as a Christian, when you've been sitting back there praying, when you've been sitting back there praying, you've sat there, you've got comfy, you're talking to Jesus, and your eyes, you're close. And you doze off. I know I am not the only one that's happened to. Don't fall asleep in your prayers. Amen. Hey, also, when you get in the sermon, don't fall asleep on the sermon. I thought I'd go ahead and throw that one in there so we're safe for the rest of today.
Too late.
Hey, I'm serious. I have done that. Hey, we can tell on ourselves, right? We're brothers and sisters, right? We can tell on ourselves if we fell asleep while we were trying to pray. Sometimes you're just really tired. You might lay down on the floor to pray. You're going to town. Snore. You got distracted, didn't you? You got distracted because you got warm and you got comfy while you were praying. And then you were gone. It was done. Amen. Some of us lack confidence. How many of y'all lack confidence in your prayer? Jesus was a prayer warrior. Amen. He was a prayer warrior. And that's where we need to be. We need to be professional prayers, just like he was. We need to lift him up to reach him. We need to stay constant on him to reach him. You got lack confidence. Maybe you're eating prayer, food prayer, we'll say, dinner prayer, we'll say. Maybe the only confidence you have right now is to pray something like, God bless the meat, now let's eat. Huh? Hey, I've heard some dinner prayers like that. Amen. But somebody with lack of confidence, that might be all that they're comfortable with spouting out for that dinner. We don't really know how, do we? They lack confidence. Some lack focus. Some lack confidence. And some lack the third thing, which is faith. Some lack faith when they pray. They don't really believe what they hear or care. They don't really believe what they're being asked to pray for. They lack that faith in it. They feel like they tried the prayers and they didn't work. So they lack faith in them. instead of continually doing them like Jesus did. Continually accepting the fact that all the times that we pray, we get one of three answers. They always work. All of our prayers work every time. Again, either yes, no, or wait. Yes, no, or hang on. But a lot of times, when we don't really hear the wait, when it's just silence, we feel like they didn't work. Amen? Sometimes we might have been praying for marriage. Ended up still getting divorced. Sometimes we might be praying for healing. Ended up getting worse and worse sick. Getting sicker. There you go, Matt. Sometimes we pray for the removal of addiction in our lives and further tumble into that chaos and that despair. So we feel like we tried to pray, but the lack of faith don't really show that we had any effect in it. Amen? Prayers might work for others. How many of y'all ever heard of this? Prayer might work for others, but it doesn't work for me. Prayers might work for others, but it doesn't work for me. When we've given up on prayer, we lack focus. We lack faith. Amen? Trust me. Again, your prayer is working just like everybody else's. You just have to be willing to accept the answer that you're getting. Amen? Got a few things for you here. To understand what prayer is, we're going to start with what prayer is not. Prayer is not a formal presentation. Amen? It's not no big PowerPoint presentation. It's not no big written report. Amen? That you got to report on. It's not a big essay that you got to work out in. It's not a formal presentation. We're looking to give God a want list for us, a wish list in our prayers for spiritual vending, spiritual negotiation, performances. It's not a performance to impress God. It's not a show to impress others. Our prayer life should walk above that. Amen. Jesus teaches us this. Prayer isn't just an action you do. Prayer is a way that we live. It's not the actions that we do, but the way that we live. The way that we portray to the outside world, to the non-believers looking in on us. The way Jesus lived. Amen? That's the way we should be living. We've got to prioritize the presence of God in our lives with prayer. The way Jesus lived, he prioritized God over top of everything else that was going on when he was here on this earth. He left the crowd to go off on his own. He went early morning to go off on his own, chill with Jesus, with God, to talk to his Father. We got to get by ourselves like he got by himself. Alone on the mountain. Amen. He was alone on the lake. Everybody was looking for him. Everybody was looking for him. He got some quiet time. He got some quality time. Amen? With our Father in heaven. He got away from the distractions of the cell phone or the computer or Facebook. How many of y'all know Facebook will distract you faster than anything in the world from whatever you're doing for God? He knew everybody was looking for him. But he wanted to get away. He knew that that was the only way that he could truly set up a time to truly talk to our Heavenly Father, our Father. Amen. Look how Jesus prioritized prayer. When we pray, amen, some of the things that he did, he prioritized it as baptism. in the morning before heading to Galilee, after healing people, all night before choosing his disciples, while speaking to the Jewish leaders, giving thanks to the Father before feeding the 5,000, before walking on water, while healing a deaf and a mute man, giving thanks to the Father before feeding the 4,000, before Peter called Jesus the Christ, or after transfiguration, at the return of the 70, before teaching his disciples the Lord's Prayer, before raising Lazarus from the dead, for little children he prayed, asking the Father to glorify his name. Amen. At the Lord's Supper, when Satan asked to sift Peter, for himself, his disciples, and all believers before heading to Gethsemane, Jesus prayed. Amen. In Gethsemane, before his betrayal, he prayed three separate prayers. Right after being nailed to the cross, Jesus also prayed, didn't he? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And while dying on the cross, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Whew. While he was dying, he was still praying. Amen. While he was dying and hanging for us, he was still in communication with our Father in heaven. He had us on his mind, even when he was on that cross in pain and dying. Amen. Jesus prayed at that point, Father, into my hand, into your hands, I commend my spirit. The blessing on the bread before he ate it with others at his resurrection. And also, he prayed before blessing the disciples before his ascension. Multiple times in the Bible, amen, that God and Jesus prayed to our Heavenly Father. He took time because he knew what was important. He knew what the power of prayer could do. He knew who he had to talk to, amen. He knew what he had to ask for. Prayer isn't just an action that we do. Prayer is a way that we live. But a lot of times, what we do, somebody calls us up and says, hey, or Facebook messages or texts us, hey, I got a problem. I need you to pray for it. A lot of times we're like, okay, yeah, all right. But it's really like we're okay. Like, yeah, whatever. I don't have time to pray. Amen. I got too much going on. I got time to be bothered with that. I got so much to do. Don't have time to pray. Guys, we don't have time not to pray. Amen. No matter what the request, if Jesus could do it that many times while he was here, we have no excuse for not praying, not taking the time to pray. Amen. It's almost impossible to be effective if we're not praying. Amen. We can't have joy. We can't have peace. We can't have witness if we're not in continual prayer with our Father. Amen. What we will see, though, if we don't do it, we'll see division in our own lives, in our church, in the world. We'll see relational stress between us. We won't get along with each other. Amen. How many of y'all have that happen? I know I ain't the only one. We'll see financial pressure if we don't pray. Amen. Satan will tempt us. Satan will tempt us with financial things that makes it look good, real rosy on the other end. But if it's not God's will, we're going to have so much financial pressure when we do that, that it's going to be unreal. We're going to have temptations. If we're not in the willing, so if we don't have the time to pray, we're going to have a lot more temptation than what we do now. We'll have complicated decisions. We need God's presence. We need God's power to get us through those. Trust me, a runny way through something is not good. I need Jesus. I need God leading me in whatever I'm doing. no matter what the situation might be. Amen. To be effective in this world, we have to disconnect from it. We have to get away from what our world is looking like now. Amen. Just like Jesus got disconnected and went off on his own, we got to do the same. We got to disconnect from what doesn't connect us to Jesus, to the one who does. Amen. Our scripture today, yeah, we just got to the scripture. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Matthew 6, 6. The Message version says it this way. Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense His grace. Amen? The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense His grace. We got to get alone. Go off on our own. If somebody complains about it, tell them sorry. Sorry about your luck. But this is something we got to do. Amen? This is something I got to do. I don't care if you're going to get mad at me if I go off for an hour. Guess what? You're probably mad at me before for something, so it'll be okay. But we got to get alone. We got to block out the noise. Amen? That don't mean putting iPods in our ears to block out the noise. Because guess what? The only thing my iPod's got in is something else. Either some music, some YouTube, some podcast. It's not getting alone to pray. It's just blocking out the person you're with. We got to eliminate the distractions. We got to put that phone aside. We got to put Instagram aside, TikTok aside. Amen? We got to put text aside. We got to put conspiracy theories aside. How many of y'all know conspiracy theories can get you in trouble? You got to stay away from them. Amen? We got to be still. We have to be still with our in our prayers. We got to chill out like Jesus did. Get alone in a quiet place. Be still. Intimacy is never accidental. Intimacy with God is never accidental. You'll never get close to a friend or spouse without spending time together. Without spending intimate time together. Amen? That's the same thing with Jesus. That's the same thing with God in prayer. We'll never get close to Him until we become intimate with Him. Amen? So what do we pray about? What do we pray about? A lot of us pray whatever we care about, don't we? That's what we pray. Whatever's the top on our mind. Philippians 4, 6 in the New Living Translation says this. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Y'all hear that?
Amen.
Don't worry about anything. Those at home, don't worry about anything. I know you are. I know we are in here. Don't get distracted. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Everything that's on your mind, it's on God's heart. Everything that is on our minds is on God's heart. So He wants to hear from us. Amen. All the time He wants to hear from us. We got to talk to God. Talk to Him like your close friend. Talk to Him like your buddy at work or school. Talk to Him like your family, your brother, your sister. Talk to Him like your spouse. Well, hold up. Maybe. Talk to Him like you do sometimes to your spouse. Sometimes that's not a good thing. But talk to Him like He's right there with you. Talk to Him because He is. Amen? His presence, His Holy Spirit, is right here with us all the time. So talk to Him like that close friend because He is. If you have questions, how many of y'all ever had questions for God and just sat there and didn't do anything? Guess what? If you have questions, ask them. That's what He's here for. That's one reason He sent the Holy Spirit for us. was to be able to be there anytime we had a question, anytime we had a problem. Amen. Are you mad? Are you hurting about something? Tell Him. Tell Him. He's there just like our parents were for when we were hurting, or our grandparents that want to help us. Amen. God wants the same thing from us. When we struggle to pray, what are we doing? We're compartmentalizing our lives. Amen. We go to Him and we look. We got like a way that we're living right now. We live like a TV dinner. We live like a TV dinner. Food has a section. Amen. You got meat, veg, potato, brownie. But they're sectioned out, aren't they? They're sectioned out. For some of us don't like our food to touch, TV dinners is a great thing for that. Because everything is separated. Everything is compartmentalized. Amen. We got work, we got friends, we got family. We got church and God. We don't let any of it overlap. We don't let any of it overlap. But guess what? God don't want to be part of your life. He don't just want to be in the dessert section of your TV dinner. Amen? He wants to be everything. He don't want to be just every 5 minutes of your life. And not part of your life. Because He is all of our lives. He is every bit of our TV dinner. So God kind of messes up that food can't touch mentality. Because He's on everything. Amen? He's all over. Prayer isn't just an action that we do. Again, it is the way that we live. And we get this good perspective of this. Of having a prayer for life all the time. Being able to talk to our God. From 1 Thessalonians 5:17. The NLT version says it this way. Never stop praying. Never stop praying. NIV version says, pray continually. And our Old Trusted King James version says, pray without ceasing. Amen. Guess what that means? Don't get distracted. Don't let anything take you out of your prayer life. Pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Hey, and that don't mean close your eyes driving down the road. You can pray to God with your eyes open.
Amen.
Amen. It don't matter what we're doing. We don't necessarily have to close our eyes. To pray without ceasing, we can pray to our Heavenly Father. Looking. Because prayer is this. Prayer is getting alone. So you can do that with your eyes open. Prayer is getting alone. Talking to God. And so much more. Prayer is living in God's presence. Breathing in God's grace. Hearing God's whisper to us. I love that still voice. I love that still voice that God sends to us every once in a while. Prayer is the joy and the power in the presence of God. Prayer is experiencing peace. Because if we, again, know that we get those three answers when we ask for prayer. Either yes, no, or just wait. We will have peace in our lives. We will have joy in the mornings when we wake up. Amen? Prayer isn't just getting God to do what we want Him to do, but aligning our will with His. That's where we get the delight from, when we align our will with His. Not trying to talk Him into hanging out with us and doing what Ronnie wants to do. Amen? Prayer gives us a conviction for our sins. Prayer also comforts in our trials. We got to know His direction. And the only way we're going to know God's direction is if we're in prayer. If we're in His Word. Amen? We got to rejoice over any hurt that we have. Amen? One of the Bible scholars and writers of today, Michael Licato, said that he always felt like he was a prayer failure. because he didn't feel like he was getting anything out of it a lot. Or some of them wasn't answered like we've seen. We got to be walking. We got to be waiting. We got to be whispering and waning. We got to never stop praying. Never stop. Continually, without ceasing. Amen? John, or 1 John 5:14 and 15 says this. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. That if we ask of anything, and I said anything, according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked for of Him. And Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We got to pray, guys. We got to pray, guys. We'll get to that. We got to pray, brothers and sisters. We got to pray, ones that are watching online. We got to pray continuously. But we will get that peace beyond anything we can ever understand by staying in His Word and staying in those prayers. Amen. Again, prayer isn't just an action that we do. Prayer is the way that we should be living. Amen. As the praise team comes, let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I again thank You, Lord. Thank You for allowing Your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Thank You for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Thank You for our message, Lord, about the importance of staying in prayer continuously, Lord. Lord, about being able to overcome whatever we need, Lord. About being able to come to You with any problem that we have, Lord. Talking to You like a brother or sister. Lord, talking to You like our Father, who You truly are, Lord. Lord, we thank You again for Your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I ask that You impress upon our hearts, Lord. Lord, the message that You've given us today, Lord, that we may share it with somebody this week, Lord. Lord, to somebody we know that's going through a problem right now, Lord. Maybe a Christian brother and sister, Lord, that we know has been struggling to be able to pray, Lord. Lord, that we might be able to go talk to them. Show them Your word, Lord, that tells us about the importance of continuous prayer for You, Lord. Lord, that we would be able to get them back to where they need to be with You, Lord. Back to where they can constantly walk with You, Lord. Constantly talk to You, Jesus. Lord, we thank You again for Your mercy, Your grace, Your love, Lord. For the salvation that You give us when You died on that cross, Jesus. Lord, we thank You and ask You to go with us, Lord. In Your name I pray. Amen.